well, if you can hear me, the girls are now going to share their testimonies and what we call reality is. And it's basically, we had a couple of missionaries come to us last year, and they basically talked about a way to creatively evangelize. And after seeing it, and just you'll see in just a moment, but God has really just been using it to, get the point across and in a really powerful way. So I hope you all enjoy.
What is reality? Reality is growing up with an alcoholic mother, a part-time father, and having to raise yourself as well as your four sisters. It is being suspended at least once a week from school and being on the verge of expulsion at age 14. Reality is being thrown in and out of foster homes, residential placement, lockup facilities, and being arrested multiple times due to the addiction of drugs, robbery, and many assault and battery charges. Some on even your own mom. In reality, reality is watching your older sister attempt suicide right in front of your very eyes, and you not trying to help her because you're too messed up on drugs. How do I know that's reality? Because that was me.
What is reality? Reality is at the age of 5 watching your mom get beat by her abusive boyfriend. It's at the age of 9 being court ordered to anger management counseling because you are physically attacking your mother for all the times that you've needed her and she was never there. It's knowing that you have a drinking problem and not wanting to do anything about it. And reality is being so numb to everyone, every situation that you've been in, and running away from all of your problems because you just couldn't seem to deal with them. How do I know that's reality? Because that was me.
You want to know what reality is? Reality is being raised by your grandma because her parents' addiction meant more to them than you. It's feeling so confused and disgusted in your own home that you feel forced to leave the only one who took you in when no one else was there. It's at the age of 16, illegally purchasing a gun and running around with gang members because you feel that's the only way of protection. And reality is moving in with your drug dealer boyfriend just to hide your addictive lifestyle. How do I know that's reality? Because that was me.
What is reality? Reality is living a double life, going to church to please your family, and getting into trouble at school just to please your friends. It is getting kicked out of several schools and being arrested twice at age 13 because you let your anger lead to violence. Reality is not knowing who your real father is because he was locked up in prison since you were a year old. And reality? Reality is while being locked up in the detention center, you refused to see your mom because you felt betrayed by her leaving you there. How do I know that's reality? Because that was me.
What is reality? Reality is pushing away the people who love you and only want the best for you because you're so set on self-destruction. Reality is not only dealing drugs on school grounds, even after being searched, but also encouraging your brother to do drugs. It is getting straight F's in school because you're too busy partying to take school seriously. In reality, reality is being so hard and callous towards God that you bash Christianity and everything it stands for. How do I know that's reality? Because that was me.
Though we all face different realities, we have all been changed by the same truth. Truth is, God has his hand in my life, and he's showing me how to be a better influence on my family, and he's also letting me be a light to them. The truth is, on October 3rd, 2011, at Teen Challenge Service, I really felt the presence of God in my life, and you know, I was just praying, asking God, why don't you love me? And a couple seconds later, a pastor came up to me, and he said that God does love me, and that God has his hands wrapped around me. And ever since that moment, I've just really been trying to be obedient to God, and I'm realizing how truly amazing his love is.
Truth is, I am no longer in a path of destruction, for my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The truth is, I've been off drugs since entering the program, and now that I'm making positive changes in my life, I know I can be a better influence on my brother. I'm getting A's and B's in school, and I'm not only working towards graduating high school, but I'm also planning on attending college. And the truth is, on October 3rd, 2011, at a teen challenge service, I was so overwhelmed by the presence of God that I couldn't deny him anymore. As I cried in my seat, I felt my heart soften. And ever since then, I made the decision to serve Christ, my Lord and Savior.
The truth is, I completely surrendered my life to Christ on April 3rd, 2011. And I no longer feel the need to live up to other people's standards because Jesus has gotten a hold of my life. The Lord has used Teen Challenge to help me learn self-control and not resort to violent behavior. The truth is, I now have a steady relationship with my father, and I have forgiven my mother, and a restoration process has begun. And the truth is, I am no longer that same person. For 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anybody is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed, behold, the fresh and new has come."
Truth is, God has answered my prayers, and my mom now wants to be a bigger part of my life. Truth is, my home is now a safe and comfortable environment, and God has shown me how precious my time is with my family. Truth is, I no longer need that gun, for God has said in his word, Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And truth is, on July 24th, 2011, at Crossroads Community Church, I was saved, and I felt totally secure knowing all God's promises and knowing that he will never let me down.
Truth is, me and my mom's relationship has been restored by the power of Christ and the program of Teen Challenge ever since she graduated in 2000. And my anger is becoming easier to control, and I'm learning to step back and look at the whole situation before reacting. And the truth is, my addictions no longer control me, and I'm learning to live in the freedom of the Holy Spirit. And in October of 2010, in a prayer service we were having in our attic, for the first time, God just really revealed himself to me, and he just showered me with his love, and I knew from that point on that I could never be the same.
Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
Jesus said, "Whoever accepts anyone I send accepts me, and whoever accepts me accepts the one who sent me."
Those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth.
I tell you the truth, unless you're born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
Jesus said, "You will know the truth,
and the truth will set you free."
The girls are going to come back up in just a moment and finish out with a dance. But we just can make sure they have the proper shoes and socks and things on. But, you know, tonight you've had an opportunity to hear what God is doing in the lives of these young ladies. And I'm sure much like he's gotten hold of your heart in different places, God has used Teen Challenge to really give them the time to set aside, to focus on him and to focus on rebuilding patterns in their lives that before were destructive, before were out of control. But now God has given them that opportunity to make change and bring about change through him and the freedom of, you know, his Holy Spirit. And so tonight after the service, we'll have some cards, and they have an opportunity for you to fill out a prayer request. On there is also a spot for your address. And the great thing about that is if you'll fill that out, every month you'll get a testimony in the mail of a life that's been changed, the program of Teen Challenge. And if you'll take that moment to pray for us, you'll know that back in a basket upstairs, our girls during prayer time are going to be praying for your prayers and requests. And so if you would partner with us in prayer, that is really the most important way that you can contribute to Teen Challenge. And then, of course, if you feel the need, you say, "Hey, you know what? I looked at those faces today, and I know God wants me to sponsor a student." You can absolutely do that. And we offer a scholarship program, and through that, it's called the Adopted Daughter Program. And so if you fill that out, it's $30 a month. It's basically $1 a day to provide, continue to provide scholarship for students to be able to come into Teen Challenge. So thank you very much. We've really been blessed to be able to be here and share with you.